Hi, people. Nice to meet you again. What were you doing? Sitting in front of your houses and waiting for me to come? You are too kind. I feel embarrassed. I was having a little snack. Do you want some too? By the way, how are you? I'm not so bad. I'm not. I was really worried about John's plans about discrediting Jack, you know. But until now, nothing happened, Maybe it was just John's big talk. Maybe he won't do anything bad. However, Jack's pickup didn't start yet. Sid tried to look the starter motor and found out that it is totally gone. It must be replaced. As Jack heard it, he was so upset. Who could replace it? And where to find a functioning one? Now Jack and Sid are going to the tea room. I will follow them. Do you want to come with me?
And as I opened it, I saw that it is completely wrecked. Jack, I told you.
The starter motor? Up to this time, I even didn't know that something like that exists.
It is this quite a small part. It looks like a series of wheels.
Ouch! I don't care how it looks like. I'm sorry, Sid. You have been so kind. And I am so rude.
Patience is the key to paradise, my dear Jack. Calm down.
I'm wondering what can I do now?
When you think of the other's misfortunes, you forget yours.
Do you want to tell me anything, Sid? Maybe something about your misfortune with Mary's sister?
I really like her, Jack. Yesterday evening, as I was busy with your pickup, she was walking around in the street. She passed by at least 4 times. I think she wanted to say me something, don't you think as well, Jack?
Maybe, Sid, who knows? But I think you should really speak to her, Sid. Trust me.
I see that you are tired, Jack. And I am tired too. We have been up the whole night looking at the motor. You know what? Let's go to the tea room. Maybe there we will forget our problems at least for a while.
Yes, 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 you are right, my friend. Let's go.
So, I need someone with a big car, because I will have to carry something big. I told you that I'm going to buy something big, didn't I? I don't know, maybe next week I will need transportation from the city.
Hey Jack, look there. John is sitting in the tea room. Come on, let's go away. We will come back later.
No, Sid. We can't change our plans just for his present. And moreover, I have to talk with him.
With him? With John? But why, Jack?
I have no other choice. Are you listening what he is saying? This is my change.
I'm going to ask someone in the city, because here I don't know anyone who has such a big car.
Chance for what? But Jack?
Mr. John.
Oh, it's you, Jack. I thought you don't annoy me anymore.
Yes, 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 I know, Mr. Jones. But I was thinking that this time you could be more interested in my words.
Well, I think not.
I hope yes, Mr. Jones. I could not have, but I heard that you were saying to your friends here, and... Well, I think I can have you.
Well, I think not.
You are searching for someone with a big car? That's me. I could carry the big thing that you are going to buy. Me, with my pickup. Before, I just need one day of your time in order to fix the pickup. Then, I will carry you and your stuff wherever you need, wherever and whenever. Yes, yes, yes. What do you say, sir?
Well, I say not.
Just few hours to repair this small part. The antero, the ambers.
The starter motor.
The starter motor. We think that the problem is there. Please, Mr. Jones, is it just an exchange? You fix the pickup, and then I will have you with your big package. What do you say?
Well, I say, let me think. I say not.
Please, Mr. Jones, Mary is going to come back. And please, just a look to the starter motor to see if...
Mary, you said my daughter's name. I'm warning you, you boring amputated. You are going to pass the limit with me. If you mention it, my daughter Mary once again, then I... One moment.
Yes, sir?
It is an exchange, what you propose. So, don't worry, one leg, Jack. I will propose one to you. No better. It is a challenge rather than an exchange.
Oh, which one, sir?
You know, where is Mark, my young sharecropper, in these days? He's in my fields in the contaminated area, no far from the place of your accident.
What, sir? My accident?
Yes, you hear well. You're handicapped. I think you lost a leg, not your ears, didn't you? So, Mark is there, in the valley, not far away from the contaminated area. Do you know where I told him to camp out? Can you imagine it? No, you don't, of course. He is camping out nearby a former deposit of the army. There is a plenty of abandoned vehicles there, because there have been some fighting during the war. It is always useful to go there. You always find something usable, and it is for free.
But it is a very dangerous area. The risk of encountering an explosive object is in former military areas much higher than in many other places. Your mark is really at risk now.
But it is a very dangerous area. It is, as I told, you are too coward to go there. You are not a man anymore. You are a half man. You tremble like a flake in the wind.
I am a man, Mr. Jones, but I am not a stupid. Going there means risking life. My accident didn't make me a coward, nor a fool, but a more cautious man.
Stop annoying me with your ghoulish complaints and listen, coward. If you go there and find the starter motor or whatever you need for your pickup, I fix it. Once you were known as a brave guy, that's why I accept your engagement with my daughter, Mary. Show the whole village that you are not a pathetic half-man that you look now. Don't worry, go there, take what you need and come back. I say there is no danger there. I have been there a lot of times. Mark is there now and my field are rich. Only you and the stupid demining organization or some authorities are frightened.
Do you really want me to go there? Why?
It is only chance you have to prove me that deserve my help. Otherwise, it is the way to show anyone what a coward you are. You amputated. It depends on you.
Is it a very hard challenge Mr. Charles, I have to think.
Don't worry. I will be happy if you don't accept. Take your time, you stupid one-leg guy. No, stop annoying me. What are you doing still here? Go, Jack, go home. And think if you want to fix your pickup or not. Don't worry.
Come on, Jack, let's go. Don't listen to this foolishness. The crow that wanted to mimic the pigeon's walk forget his own. You will find another way.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's go sit. Let's go home.
And she looked at me, Billy, at me, and asked if I could bring it air. Am I your servant? I asked. And... ouch! It is so dark here at this time in the evening. You can't even see your nose. I'll better go slowly. Oh, here we are. Sarah lives here. I think that her husband John is in the tea room at this time. I hope it, because I need to speak alone with her. Thank you, Billy. It has been kind from you to come with me. Now you can go home. See you there. I mean outside the house, not inside, you know it. And don't steal any carrot tonight, Billy. I keep you under control. Let's go now.
Come in!
Sarah, it's me, Zora.
Zora? What are you doing here? I don't think I invited you.
No, you didn't, Sarah, I know. But I need to speak with you.
It will be about your romantic memories and your poor son Jack, as usually. I already know everything you want to tell me.
No, Sarah. I'm here to speak about Mary. I'm very worried.
About Mary? What do you have to do with her?
I do care for Mary. I consider her as my daughter-in-law, you know. And I care for you as well, Sarah.
Is it possible to hear these things once again? Forget about this idea of the marriage, Zora. Mary's not going to get married with your son, Jack. Her father and I are thinking about a wedding with Mark. You already know it.
This is exactly the reason why I'm here, Sarah.
What do you mean? Come on, tell it and then disappear. John could be back at any moment.
Well, today I was in the house of an old woman who is dying of diabetes. You know, her family couldn't pay her medicines. So I bought some for her and...
And you are such a good woman, you poor Zora. Okay. Is it all you want to say?
No, sorry, I did it again. Well, I was there today and I heard their nephews speaking. They were speaking about Mark, Sarah.
Oh, God, is it possible to come to know something so astonishing? Someone was speaking about Mark. Are you making fun of me, Zora?
No, they were guys of Mark's same age. They were telling many things about him. They were laughing a lot, saying that he's going to marry. These were their words, the rich daughter of his boss.
Okay, we are not really rich, but we own some good fields, better than many others. And so?
No, Sarah, the matter is not whether you are rich or not. The matter is that they were saying that Mark is going to marry her only for her wealth. They said that until 3 weeks ago, he was already engaged with another girl, Lamia. But as he got the job from your husband, John, he left there and started to declare that he was going to marry one of your daughters. Mary or her sister. He didn't even care which one of them.
John told me that Mark is such a good boy, so serious, a good worker, and that he likes Mary.
These guys were so rude, Sarah. They found it funny, as your daughters were just a trophy to be won as a symbol of wealth. They described Mark as such an opportunist and an egotist. They were laughing so much, describing all these wrongdoings. Do you remember last year, as a poor girl was beaten in the streets by her brother? She lay 2 weeks in bed. Do you remember, Sarah? That was Mark's sister.
What are you saying, Zora?
I'm warning you. Mark is not the good boy your husband thinks. Don't give him none of your daughters. They don't deserve such a punishment.
Oh, no. If it were true, they wouldn't deserve such a life with a man like him. But is it possible that John didn't know anything?
I don't know, Sarah. I don't know. But at least you know it now.
If it is true, Zora, maybe you just want to persuade me that your son Jack is better than Mark.
Of course, Jack is better than Mark, Sarah. But now I'm here to help your daughter, not my son. Even if he's so upset in these days, he feels as he was losing everything once again. You don't want him to marry Mary. His pickup doesn't want to start.
I'm sorry, Zora. I'm really sorry. But I can't change the reality. Life is hard. And if you are a disabled, it is harder.
It is true. But one can help himself. And a hard life can still be worth to be lived. Do you remember the young Farida?
Who?
Farida. We used to call her Cindy because of her resemblance with Cindy Crawford.
Oh, yes. I know her. And?
Come on, you know her story. She was only 6 years old when she picked up an unknown object from the ground. She thought it is a toy. It looked like a small ball. Do you remember?
I don't care about Cindy or Farida or about unknown objects on the ground. I don't want to hear your stories about mines anymore, Zora.
But Sarah...
Don't you understand that the more you speak about it, the more they come into your life? Speaking about bad things brings bad luck. Everyone knows it. The more you will find them on your way.
No, not at all. The more you are informed, the more you can avoid risks. This is why we have special programs for mine risk education. This is why we have ASAVIM. It is the Association Sahrawi de Victimas de Minas. And it exists both to help victims and to educate healthy people on how to avoid to become victims themselves.
Are you making me a lesson, Zora? I'm not in the mood, especially from you.
No, Sarah, I was just speaking about Cindy. I wanted to tell you...
I don't want to hear it. Is it possible for a poor woman to be annoyed like that in her own private home too? Leave me alone.
I wanted to tell you how Cindy never quit to fight for her life. Never. Also without an arm, she learned how to adapt her life in the village. Now her husband has a job here, and she works with him every day. She has also 2 children.
Yes, you are right. She has been lucky. And she has a beautiful family. That is true. But...
But what?
But I'm tired, Zora. And I'm scared. All this speaking about mines... I don't want to listen to you anymore, Zora. Please, leave me alone. Go home. It is late and John should be here in minutes. He wouldn't be happy to see you here.
You are right. It is late. Phyllis would wonder where I am. I'll go home. But please, Sarah, remember what I said. Mark wouldn't be a good husband for any of your daughters.
I will think about it. Good night, Zora.
Good night, Sarah.
Hi, Billy. How are you?
Bee! Hi, Jack.
What are you doing here in the kitchen garden of my grandmother, Phyllis?
Bee, nothing special.
I see the carrots behind you, Billy. I'm too busy to cream at you, but imagine that I was doing it. Next time I will.
Sorry, there won't be a next time. Bee, busy? You don't look like...
I am busy, Billy. I am reflecting. You know the problem with the pickup?
Bee?
John, do you remember that he is a mechanic, don't you?
Bee? Yes.
Well, he told me that he would have me.
Me? Wonderful, Jack. But why do you look so sad?
Because I said that he would help me, but not he will. He told me that he will help me only if I go to take the part that I need, the starter motor, from a deposit.
B, it's not so bad. If you want, I'll come with you. Where is this deposit, B?
That's the problem. He wants to prove that I am not man enough to go there. And if I don't go, I will not have my pickup fixed.
Where, Jack? Tell me where.
In the contaminated area, in a valley which is not far away from the place where I had my accident. It's a former army deposit from the war times.
No! Former military areas are one of the most dangerous places because they are likely inside zones where bombings or fighting have taken place. B, there are unexploded weapons such as artillery shells, mortar, grenades, bombs. They have been left behind after the conflict years ago. B!
I know, Billy. I know they are so-called ERW. Explosive remains of war. I was told about it when I was lying in the hospital. A bit too late for me.
B, there are plenty of them in the areas where bombing or fighting had taken places. B, it is a bad idea to go there. They can still explode. Even if there can be some useful parts, as metal or plastic pieces, or car parts, or whatever. It's not worth trying to get to take them. The risk to cause an explosion is too high. B!
Yes, yes, yes. I know all these things. But what I am supposed to do then?
B! Jack! Going to an affected area means risking your life. Always. It is possible to follow safe paths between dangerous areas, but before you have to ask informed people, like local community reference, or to go with them.
But I need to go there, Billy. Fixing this pickup is more important than anything else for me. And then, how can I know if a place is safe or dangerous? I could be lucky.
Mines hide in the ground very well, Jack. Water can move them. Wind can change their depth in the soil. But there are some rules people can follow. B, you can recognize a suspected hazardous area by certain traits. If you see dead animals or bones, it can mean that there have been an explosion, B. Or if you see traces of a fighting or of a bombing that have taken place in that place, for example, metallic remains.
You are describing exactly that former deposit, I'm afraid.
The suspected hazardous areas must be always avoided. Sometimes they are marked, but sometimes they are not. Going to a former army deposit, then, it is a very bad idea. B, and you even don't know any safe route to go there. I'm sure there is no a main route. You can't know if the secondary ones have been cleared or not. If you don't ask someone informed, such a referent of AOAV, the international organization that is clearing the country. B, your idea to go there seems always worse to me.
Yes, it's a bad idea, I know it. But it's the only idea that occurred to me, Billy. If I want to have a future with Mary, and then you are only a goat, Billy. What do you pretend to know about mice? Or about my love for Mary.
Bee, only a goat but a clever one. Bee, do you remember some years ago when a demining team visited these neighborhoods working on demining and mine risk education? Bee, I followed them everywhere and I learned many things from them. Many useful things, Bee. Much information about risks and about how to avoid them. For example, did you know that water can move heavy things and after rains, mines and bombs are often washed down the hill and find themselves in the bottom of narrow valleys? Bee, that's why it is better to avoid the bottom of valleys if you are not sure they are safe.
Yes, yes, yes. You know many things, useful things, Billy. But you are still a goat. You can have much information in your goat head, under your goat horns, but you can compare your information in the power of love. Billy, you cannot.
Bee! I had my stories with some nice goats as well, and with some even nicer. Only Juanita, this mad little white goat with whom I was having an affair last year, Bee. She wasn't nice at all, Bee, but she had such a beautiful tail, so curly, Bee. But this is not the point, Jack. The point is that you cannot compare the advantages of you can reach through doing something very risky with the danger you expose your life to. Bee.
But I need this pickup.
But the pickup won't help you if you are dead, Bee. You won't offer Mary a comfortable life with you if you are dead. This way, Mary will marry that Mark, and she will miss you her entire life.
In theory, you can be right, Billy. But life is not only a theory. In real life, I need the help and the approval of John. I have to decide myself.
Bee, Jack, you have to take the right decision. Bee.
I will, whatever I will decide for. This will be the best choice. Don't worry, Billy. Yes, yes, yes. Now I will go inside. It seems impossible to find a place where to think alone in this village.
Bee!
Ouch! I promised to see that I would have celebrated with him tonight. I almost forgot it. Well, yes, yes, yes. So I will go to this his place. Good night, God.
Bee! 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 Hello, people! Have you heard Jack's words? Poor Jack. I'm so worried. Sorry, I need to chew something. I have to ease off. Bee, so worried. Do you think Jack will take the right decision? He looked so confused. I am not so sure. Bee, that ugly John is very bad. He doesn't care about mine risk. He thinks that such things don't really happen. Is he blind or what? Doesn't he see all these accidents happening in the last years? Bee, some people think that certain things cannot happen them. This is why they still take risky behaviors despite all the evidences. Bee, I'm really frightened about Jack. What do you think he will decide, people? Will he accept John's challenge? Or will he decide not to go to the former deposit? What is the right decision for you? What should Jack do? Yes, you are right. He should say to John that he doesn't accept his silly proposal. I'm sure that Jack's mother, Zora, could help him with this starter motor. She meets so many people at work in the hospital. Someone could tell her what to do, sure. It is a fortune that I still have my carrots here. Without them, I would go crazy. With all these problems, See you tomorrow, people. I hope I will have something happier to tell you. Good night, people. Good night.